How silly this all is, said Iz impatiently. He's a gentleman's son. He won't marry any of us, or Tess either. They all sighed and crept into their beds and fell asleep. But Tess, with her deeper feelings, could not sleep. She knew Angel Clare preferred her to the others. She was more attractive, better educated, and more womanly. She could keep his affection for her. But should she? Perhaps the others should have a chance of attracting his attention, and even of marrying him. She had heard from Mrs. Crick that Mr. Clare had spoken of marrying a country girl to help him farm, milk cows, and reap corn. Tess had promised herself she would never marry, and would never be tempted to do so. She ought to leave the field open for the other girls.